The President is pleased that Secretary of State Baker and Foreign Minister Pankin have announced that the United States and the Soviet Union are issuing invitations to a Middle East peace conference in Madrid, Spain, beginning on October 30th. The President plans to be there to help open this historic gathering, one with the potential to bring true peace and security to the peoples of the area. As the invitation makes clear, the objective of the effort is nothing less than a just, lasting, and comprehensive settlement of the Arab-Israeli conflict, to be achieved through a two-track approach of direct negotiations between Israel and the Arab states and Israel and the Palestinians based upon UN Security Council resolutions 242 and 338. The President very much hopes that all those invited will respond quickly and affirmatively so that the necessary organization and preparations can be completed for this historic undertaking. I would just add that these invitations are being cabled today to U.S. embassies in the capitals that they are going to, and we are hopeful that they will be delivered jointly by the U.S. ambassador and the Soviet ambassador to the head of state involved. We will not release the letters of invitation until after they have been received by the various countries. Frank?
Yes,
you're going to have a separate meeting with President Gorbachev while you're there.
The Soviets have announced that he intends to attend, and I'm certain that President Bush and President Gorbachev will meet during this period.
Will the invitees agreed to the time and the place?
At this point, the invitations have gone out. We have not received acceptances.
I understand that, but I mean, ahead of time, has it been worked out? I mean, is this, except for the few key players we know about, is this a done deal for the rest of the
There have been general assurances on the location. We do expect it, that it will be in Madrid.
Will the President stay beyond the ceremonial opening and get involved in the negotiations, or is this just a quick hit in and out?
We expect that he would be there for the opening ceremonies, probably one day in Madrid and then on to Houston.
Well, and does this presume that there will be no last-minute snafus?
Well, of course, as I said, the invitations have just gone out, and we'll have to wait for certain for the responses, but we are very hopeful that they'll be positive. Helen?
Who will represent the United States during the whole conference? Will it be Baker?
They'll be at the foreign minister level, yes.
So he'll stay there for the whole conference?
One more, and I have to go. Charles?
Did Secretary Baker actually have to get Israeli approval of the Palestinian delegation? Did they have a last-second veto on it?
Well, he's been discussing this matter with all the participants in the region. I'm not prepared to go into the specifics. Secretary Baker just finished a press conference at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, and I'm sure he dealt with all these issues. Thank you very much.